Talking your team right now. Flames Talk is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Yeah, you can't keep that hat on. The headsets don't usually work with those big hats. Dustin Wolf joins us right now. How we doing? How's the day so far? You still got your jerseys. Zary was one of the first guys to lose their jerseys.
Yeah, I'm holding on to mine as long as possible. If you're earning mine, you gotta win it.
See, I like that. Do you play much? Is this in your wheelhouse?
I am a player on the plane.
Okay.
So it's a little different. Normally, like, we all know how each guy on the plane plays normally, right? So it's different seeing some different players, right?
So there's been, we just had Jonathan Huberdeau sitting here, and he went through sort of the best poker player on the plane and the worst.
I'm probably in the middle.
You didn't make either. Yeah, you were right in the middle. But let's hear your rankings. Who'd be at the top and the bottom?
Man, I think Weegsy seems to always find a way. I think I'd probably put Weegsy at the top.
Okay.
Who else do we got? I think Sharky's at the bottom. Is that what he said before?
That's what Huberdeau said.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a donation for most flights.
apparently, he's not a great bluffer.
A donation.
No, he's just a shover, full shover at all times. And you never know if he actually has something or if he's bullshitting you.
That's awesome.
Raz is kind of the same way, where he could have absolutely nothing, but he's going to go in and he's going to make you pay for it.
Okay.
So I'll put Raz at two. I'll be generous to Raz. Baller, I sit right next to Baller. You never know what he's going to do. I probably put him one above Sharky.
Okay.
Naz is kind of like the sneaky player.
Right.
He doesn't play a whole lot of hands on some plates, but when he does, you know he has something. I'll put Naz like at fourth.
Okay.
We got Patient Pahal. I don't know if he told you about Patient Pahal.
This is new to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Patient Pahal, he's earned his nickname via being very patient.
Okay.
Maybe I move Naz up to three and put Pickle at four.
Okay.
I'm kind of like right in the middle there.
What's the intensity level like in these games?
You know what? It depends on what the cards are. we could not even be off the ground in the plane yet, and we're couple buy-ins already.
Okay.
So it's a fun game nonetheless. It passes the time.
Yeah.
But you know what, I enjoyed it. I'm glad I got in there when I did, and it's something to give you to do, right?
Yeah. How's the body feeling? It's been a good workload here over the last month and a bit, and I know you've talked a few times about getting used to the NHL schedule, getting used to NHL travel. How is it feeling now as we're well into the second half of the season?
Yeah, feeling good. I spent the entirety of the day yesterday at the Kananaskis Nordic Spa. So hot tub, cold tubs, maybe not a whole lot of cold tubs. That shit was cold as hell.
Yeah.
No, but good to just like kind of relax and reset a bit. You know, this stretch from little break we had to up until the Four Nations break, we got a lot of games in a little amount of time, right? So, no, it's been good. Feel good. Just looking to keep things rolling like we've been doing.
What has been different? You've played a lot in junior. You've played a lot in the American League. What's different with NHL travel and an NHL schedule? Like, what have you had to learn about that or make adjustments on?
Sure. I mean, you're not used to getting in at 2, 3 in the morning in different cities, right? You know, in the American League, you play two games Friday, Saturday normally or whatever, and then you don't fly until the next morning just because of commercial flights. But
right.
You know, I mean, it's nice being able to get home and get in your own bed at night, and but certainly it adds a level of fatigue. So just trying to figure out how I can manage getting the right rest, you know, skating the appropriate amount of times that I need to, and you know, I like to stay on the ice probably longer than I should, but it's certainly a learning curve, and I don't expect to figure it out within the first couple of years, right? It takes a long career, and You know, Bax is 17 years in. I'd like to say hopefully he has it mostly figured out.
Yeah. How much of a groove do you feel in right now?
Yeah, good. I mean, like obviously last game was rewarding, successful, and but I mean you can look back at the game before that. I was very displeased with how my first period went, and I'm sure the guys can say the same about how our whole team came out as a group. And but those are lessons that are, you know, important to learn. Where you know, I give up a goal from the blue line, where the same scenario happens in Winnipeg, and I'm all over it, right? So you know, it sucks in the moment. You never want to lose. You never want to say cost your team a game. But you know, to come back the next day, go back to work, and you know, my objective is to help our team win. And if I can do that, then I'm going to be pretty happy with myself.
I remember talking to Jason LaBarbera. He comes on our post-game show in home games sometimes, and it was after a really quality start from you. And one of the things that he said is how much you've grown just in terms of being able to shake off a game that wasn't so great. And there was a game last season that I think it was last season that didn't go very well. I think it was a home game against San Jose, and he said that, you know, that one maybe stuck with you longer. And that you've really learned to, hey, if it doesn't go your way, shake it off and realize you got another one. How easy or how difficult is it to develop that next game up mentality, even at the highest level?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have a game that you're not pleased with, you want to come back the next one. You know, even through junior in the American League, my motto has always been, you never want to lose two in a row. If you have a game that you're not very pleased with, you know, put your head down, go back to work, and come back the next day ready to rock. And like you said, that San Jose game, you know, probably hurt more than most. You know, a game I can point out this year was the one in Utah. You know, Bax's 1,000th game. Everybody wants to come out and have a great start, and you know, that didn't happen. And the game kind of got away from us, and certainly wasn't at my best that night. But that one probably stuck with me the most because I felt like, one, I didn't play very well, and two, it was a very momentous day or monumental day for Bax. And you never want to have a game that important not go your way. So that one certainly stuck with me for a few days. But I mean, after that, you want to get back to work. And I've been very thankful. I've been able to get right back in. They put me right back in versus Winnipeg. I was able to get back in there and, you know, give my team another chance. And that's all you can ask for is the belief in your coaching staff that, you know, you come back the next day and you can go to work and help your team. And, you know, that's the beauty of it is you play every other day. So you're going to get a chance at one point, and when you do get that chance, you want to make sure that, you know, you prove the coaches and everybody else that you deserve to be in there.
Dustin, do you have because I know not unlike most goalies, you're, you know, a creature of habit. You're very routine oriented. Sure. Like, do you have a routine when you have one of those games you're not happy with to put it behind you? Do you have sort of a recipe for doing that?
I wouldn't necessarily routine because you don't want to have those games become routine.
Sure.
No, we like to call those games like the abnormal. They're not the normal, right? If they became normal, then we'd have other issues. But you know what? You got to go back and just, you're going to know what you did wrong, what you did good in a game like that. You know, I could pinpoint every area where I wasn't my greatest at. And but you come back the next day, you reset, and you kind of just go back to what's gotten you to this point. You know, there's going to be bumps in the road, but if you just take a step back and kind of just look at things, no, there's guys that are going to have bad nights, and nobody's going to be able to avoid those, yeah, unfortunately, as much as you would like to. But,
sure.
You know, it's just how you respond, and I wouldn't say there's anything different necessarily that I do, but you know, you just want to be able to put that one behind you as quick as you can.
It's funny, people who are just tuning in and listening to us talk to you about bouncing back from a tough one are probably going to have no idea what great numbers you have so far this season. So let's talk more about all the good ones. Like, you dreamed of this, you waited for this, you waited for your opportunity to be a full-time NHLer, and you know, now the first season's off to a really strong start. People are talking about you as a Rookie of the Year candidate. When you're able to sort of take a step back from it all, what does it mean to you that this season so far has gone the way it has?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, coming into the year one, I wanted to make the team. Two, the next goal is you want to try to earn as many starts as you can, and the next thing is you want to make the playoffs. And we're kind of right. We're right in the mix, and I know myself, and along with everybody in this room, has full belief that you know we're going to get in. It doesn't matter how we're going to get in, but it doesn't matter if we're the 3 seed or if we're the second wild card. We're going to get in. But I mean, it's neat, right? You dream to be in this position. You dream to be a goalie that's starting games for an NHL club, and you know you want to just keep proving people wrong. In my position, everybody's doubted me for so many years. And you know, I want to show them that, one, I belong here. I want to keep pushing myself to get even better. And at the end of the day, playoffs is one, but you know, everyone knows the
candidate. When you're able to sort of take a step back from it all, what does it mean to you that this season so far has gone the way it has?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, coming into the year one, I wanted to make the team. Two, the next goal is you want to try to earn as many starts as you can, and the next thing is you want to make the playoffs. And we're kind of right. We're right in the mix, and I know myself, and along with everybody in this room, has full belief that you know we're going to get in. It doesn't matter how we're going to get in, but it doesn't matter if we're the 3 seed or if we're the second wild card. We're going to get in. But I mean, it's neat, right? You dream to be in this position. You dream to be a goalie that's starting games for an NHL club, and you know, you want to just keep proving people wrong. In my position, everybody's doubted me for so many years. And, you know, I want to show them that, one, I belong here. I want to keep pushing myself to get even better. And at the end of the day, playoffs is one, but, you know, everyone knows the main goal of winning. So
it makes you a sort of perfect member of a team like this, right? Like, this is a group collectively that's trying to prove people wrong. Trying
sure.
to prove people like me who didn't think you'd be in a playoff spot wrong. And you've been doing that your whole career. Do you sense, you know, like, you're used to this and you're the right guy to help this team get to that spot?
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, we're going out there every game to win. It doesn't matter if we're winning 2-1, you know, 3-2. I know right now we're not necessarily scoring a whole lot of goals.
4-3 would be fine sometimes.
That would be great with 4-3. You know, at some point the goals are going to start coming. And you know what? If we get in the playoffs and the goals start coming then it'll be even more rewarding, right? But no, everybody's doubted us. I don't think there was necessarily a single person who had us in the mix. And, you know what, there's going to be bumps in the road. There's going to be games that don't go our way. But, you know, we have to play a certain style of game, a hard game that most teams necessarily don't play. You know, there's guys on their teams that are super skilled. Like Winnipeg, they play a hard game, but they've got guys that can put the puck in the net with no problem. So, you know, I'm not saying we don't have those guys at all, but we, you know, we just have to work a little bit harder than other teams. So, you know what, it's how it is, and we're winning hockey games because of it.
This business can be all-consuming. It's such a grind for 82 and hopefully beyond that. In the amount of time that you kind of allow yourself to get away from hockey, like, what gets you disconnected? What gets you relaxed?
Oh, I don't know if there's anything that gets me relaxed. Maybe the Nordic Spa.
Yeah.
I guess that's a big shout out to them.
Not so much in the cold tubs.
No, not the cold tubs. Those give me anxiety. no, but I mean, there's tons of things, like, you know, spending time with your girlfriend, you know, hanging out at home, hanging out with the guys. You know, poker's a great, great fun thing to do. I know we do it on the plane. But I mean, anything that can kind of get you away from hockey. You spend so much time at it at the rink. Game days, you're there pretty much all day. It's an all-day thing. And you know, this is a great event. I'm excited to keep going here.
One more last one for you. And we're talking with Dustin Wolf. You probably have to at times, I know you're dialed, but during games you hear people howling more and more, and it's turning more and more into a thing. You know, social media, I know you try to stay off it, but you're turning into a big time thing in this city. Like, do you notice that, and how much do you appreciate the support that you're getting from Flames fans who have kind of been in your corner the last number of years as you've been working your way up?
No, it's incredible. I'm incredibly thankful for you know, everybody in the city, the people that, you know, anywhere I go, I normally get recognized. And, you know, very thankful. Most people just ask for photos and just say, hey, keep going. You're doing great. You know, some days I don't agree with them, but no, it's just terrific. The crowds in the dome every night are outstanding. They're always behind you. You know, ever since I came to this city, they've been nothing but supportive of me. And you know what, it's pretty special to come into the dome every night and play in front of 18,000 that just love you. So certainly want to keep that going. I've loved this city ever since I got here, and certainly would love to keep going.
Do you like the howl? Like, is that when you hear that, and like, does that pump you up a little bit more?
I think so. I mean, even if I didn't, I don't think I would have a say in it. So.
Also true.
That's a good point.
People love it, and yeah. You know what? If you have something that the people love, then they're probably going to stick with you.
Yeah.
So. You know, if you keep making a whole bunch of saves, that would probably work too.
It's probably going to keep going.
If I'm making saves, that means we're doing okay. So we'll take that one.
Thanks for stopping by. Yeah, good luck at the table, hey.
Yeah, thank you. We're going to try to keep taking some more chips.
Exactly. You got to work to get your jersey, right?
Yeah, I already took one guy out. I felt bad.
Thanks, Dustin. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys.